Well, Alexia, time to get our weekend on, and it is my favorite time of the year. Lots of festivals, lots of events. Let's kick it off with a tradition for our area, the Las Cruces Harvest Wine Festival.
Yeah, this is a really popular event in the area, and it takes place over Labor Day weekend, so Saturday through Monday, and it goes on all day from noon to 6 p.m. on all of those days. And as usual, the event will feature different wines from throughout New Mexico. This year, there's going to be 17 different wineries participating.
These are New Mexico wineries, correct? That's a great.
And this year, there will also be a grape stomping competition. So that's kind of interesting. And then there's also going to be live music, food, vendors, and a whole bunch of other fun activities.
Now they have different ticket prices, but what's the best way to find out what ticket suits our audience?
So you can find all the information that you'll need at nmwine.com, and they have different variations of tickets available. So if you visit nmwine.com, that's the best way to get all of that.
Okay, again, that's the Las Cruces Harvest Wine Festival, Saturday through Monday at the Southern New Mexico State Fairgrounds. Let's talk about another tradition, the Festival of Fine Arts, the Franciscan Festival of Fine Arts.
Yeah, this is taking place Saturday and Sunday. It's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday, and it's at the Holy Cross Retreat Center in Mesilla Park. And I'm not sure if you've ever been there, but it's a really nice
It's
area.
a beautiful area. I went there, I think it was this year, to do an interview with somebody, and I was just really, it was so relaxing.
Yeah, exactly. It's very relaxing, very scenic. So it's a great place to have a festival. And this festival, of course, will feature a wide variety of artists showcasing their work. And it's going to include everything from paintings, photography, sculpture, ceramics, woodworks, and jewelry. And there will also be an enchilada dinner and food vendors, a silent auction, a raffle, live music, and a beer and wine garden. So if you didn't get enough wine at the wine festival, you can get it here too.
Definitely. So again, this is the Franciscan Festival of Fine Arts. Admission is by donation.
Yeah, that's something that's kind of unique about this event is that it's by donation, so there's no set price, but they do recommend that you donate. It's for a good cause.
Okay, one of my favorite festivals that I enjoy, and that's the Hatch Valley Chili Festival, because I am all about the chili, New Mexico chili.
Yeah, that's also taking place Saturday and Sunday throughout the day on the grounds of the Hatch Municipal Airport, and that's 1 mile west of town on Highway 26. And the event features food, music, entertainment, games, crafts, auctions, a beer garden, of course, chili roasting, and a chili eating contest as well.
Now, this is a fun festival for those of you that have gotten an opportunity to go to the Hatch Valley Chili Festival. It's about the town of Hatch literally ballooning in population during this one particular weekend. One year, I didn't get a chance to go into the actual festival. What I did is actually I hung around the downtown area and just visited with people who were just there buying their chili.
Yeah, it's a really popular event, and it's amazing how people travel from throughout the country just to go to this. So if you've never been, I would definitely recommend it. And admission is $20 per carload, and that's good for both days.
Additional information available at hatchchilifest.com. Full disclosure, the Hatch Valley Chili Festival is an underwriter of KRWG that sponsored KRWG's Red or Green Confidential. Let's talk about activities for kids.
So on Saturday, the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum will be hosting crafts for kids, and it's going to focus on felted wool dryer balls. So children and parents can learn how to make a felted dryer ball out of wool, and all the supplies will be provided. And the activity is geared for children ages 5 and older, and the cost of the activity is free, but regular museum admission is required.
Okay, 30 seconds to play indoor, outdoor.
Indoor-Outdoor is showing at Black Box Theater, and it's about a cat named Samantha that gets rescued from an animal shelter, and the play is also a fundraiser for the Cats Meow Resource and Adoption Center, so it definitely is something to check out if you're full of festivals over the weekend.
Hey, yeah, you get to enjoy a play and give to a worthwhile cause.
Yeah.
Okay, Alexia, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, go out and enjoy your weekend.